Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the JK Cement Earnings Conference Call for the quarter ended June 30th, 2024, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q1 FY25 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and based on current expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for the opening remarks, which will be followed by an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening and welcome to this call for Q1 results. The Board of Directors met on 20th of July to review the working for the first quarter ended 30th June 2024, and the major highlights are that the net sales for the quarter was 2,555 crores as against 2,856 crores in previous quarter, a drop of 11%. However, the same was about 1% higher on year-on-year basis. The year-on-year number was 2,541 as against 2,555 in this quarter. The EBITDA during this quarter was 479 crores, a drop of 13% as against 548 in the previous quarter. However, the same was up by 19%, and year-on-year it was 402 crores. Margins, comparative margins are this quarter it was 18.7%, previous quarter 19.2%, year-on-year 15.8%. The profit before tax is 292 crores in this quarter as against 358, a drop of 19%, up by 51%, and as it was saying, 194 in the previous year. The profit after tax was down by 14% at 203 crores as against 236, and up 60%, and the previous year it was 126 crores. The EPS for the quarter was ₹26.2, previous quarter ₹30.5, and last year it was ₹16.3. These are the major financial highlights. If we look at the business performance highlights, the gray cement volumes grew by about 6% year-on-year. Central India expansion achieved 93% capacity utilization. We commissioned a 2 million ton greenfield grinding unit at Prayagraj of 2 million tons, and this was completed in record time of 10 months from start of work. As far as the expansion is concerned of 6 million tons, and which is our journey for 30 million tons by FY 2026, so we are already now at 24 million tons, and the work on the 6 million tons, which is at Prayagraj, to set up the clinkerization unit line 2 at Prayagraj, and brownfield expansions at Prayagraj, Hamirpur, and Panna, whereas a greenfield expansion in Bihar. So at Panna, the work has already started. We are on stream. The orders for main plant and equipment have already been placed. And we expect that in third quarter FY26, this should get commissioned. Similarly, in case of the grinding unit at Bihar, the greenfield grinding unit, we have just finalized the land acquisition. Now, moving in for the various approvals. In the meantime, we have already placed orders for main plant and equipment, and we are hopeful here also that we should be able to start work post monsoon and then complete within the time schedule for the main along with the main plant. So that was the major highlights of the working. And if you look at the balance sheet, then our one second. Our gross debt was 4515 crores and the net debt was 2830 crores and net debt to EBITDA was as on 30th June is 1.36. That is the major thing on the balance sheet. Now, if you have any questions, we'll be happy to address the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question is on cost. Your other expenses as well as your raw material cost has dropped a lot in this quarter. So could you help understand what the reasons for this drop?
So the other expenses are lower because we are yet to, you know, if you look at quarter on quarter, last year there were certain annual adjustments that were pertaining to S/4HANA, certain expenses which we had done. And the branding expenses, you know, the whatever is our branding plan, that to take off is still not there. Mostly the branding expenses we shall be taking up beginning this quarter and in Q3. So that would be the major branding spend. All the annual dealer tours and all will be done in this quarter. So it is actually a timing difference, you could say.
As regards the raw material, Amit, actually the volumes are down by around 7% in this quarter. And second, there was some extraordinary item which was in the purchase of traded goods and in the sales also in the previous quarter, amounting to around 30 crores. So that is the impact in the raw material cost.
Got it. Okay, sure. Also, in the annual report, I think this time you have laid out a plan to double capacity, I think FY29, FY30. And you've laid out some units also, Muddapur and Orissa and all. So could you just explain the priorities as to what will be the order of expansions if you have any in mind?
So, see, as of now, we are not frozen which would come first. But in all likelihood, the north, you know, we, as a step, because we feel that Jaisalmer part unit line 1 may be the first one to come up, which may be followed by, you know, Karnataka, and then it afterwards it could be, you know, Panna line 3 and followed by along with Panna Line 3, it could be Odisha, whatever the four options which we have given, how we will reach out around 45 to 50 million tons, it will be in that sequence.
Sure. And land is in place at every location, right?
No. See, Jaisalmer, yes, the land is in position. In case of Karnataka, it is a brownfield expansion. Again, in case of Panna, it is in it would be a brownfield expansion. In case of Orissa, also the land is there. So for the all the clinker unit, I think I would say the land is already there. If going forward, we may have one or two more grinding stations. That land is still not there. That we will go as we are already planning for that. But that land, pending the grinding locations, land, all other land is in possession.
And also, lastly, on the Orissa unit, I believe the limestone was is not owned by you, or lease is not with you. You have an arrangement of purchase. So you are saying that you would be working to get the lease in your name. So is there at least a progress on that?
No, so actually there has not been much progress because of the elections. And now we had been in dialogue with the previous government. So we need to initiate the dialogue with the new government. And we would take up that. In any case, there is no, we are not going to take it up immediately. So we have a plan that by September 25, we should be able to close this in any case.
Sure, sure. Thank you very much, sir. Come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Right. Sir, a couple of questions. First was, how far are we from ordering or considering, placing the order for Jaisalmer? Because the last couple of times, my understanding was that we needed more support from state infrastructure to be developed in that belt, because it's not just us. I think several other cement players have bagged limestone mines in that belt. So just wanted to get a sense as to how far are we, because if we can do it, then obviously other companies may also consider putting up a plant, or if the infrastructure is ready to for material evacuation.
Yeah, so Naveen, we are in, a lot of work has already been initiated over there. As a timeline, see, normally what we do is that, when we take up another expansion, it is at the time of when an existing expansion is about to get completed. So you could say that we are in July. If we have to take up Jaisalmer, the right time would be sometime end of next year or so. And definitely while placing the order, we would see that, the infrastructure, the work has begun, and it is in that stage that it will coincide with our plant commissioning. So only we will take up and, we will commit. Otherwise, we have other options. We may, shift to the other options for an expansion.
Yeah, certainly. I'm saying certainly a brownfield expansion is far easy and, faster to convert.
But if looking to the north market, there are very few sites available in the north. And the north is a growing market. So that is the only area which is now there to feed the north market.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what my question was, sir, that is it fair to say that Jaisalmer is now soon to be developed as the next?
Yes, I would say yes. And I think not only us, the other cement manufacturers who have limestone deposits over there are all pursuing with the state government. The state government has also, till one stage, has also granted us certain, incentive schemes also, which we have put, and that has also been granted to us and to some other cement players also. So they are they also want that, you know, the that area should be developed, and I mean manufacturing facilities should come up. See, one of the ways how you can develop any area is when the industry comes over there.
Understood, understood. So my second question was on the white segment per se. So I was just observing that the volumes for the quarter have been, I think, down. Since the past two quarters, there is a degrowth of sort seen in the overall white segment, so to say. So question was, are we growing slower than the market, or how should one look at it? And in the same breath, RAK White is now a subsidiary of the largest cement company in India. So does that have any impact or positive rub-off, so to say, positive-negative rub-off, so to say, on the prices of white cement imports into India? Thanks.
So your first question, that the white business revenues are going down. See, it is mainly because of, you know, some, I mean, the put, it's not actually volume numbers to that extent are not going down. It is the value which is going down because the putty realizations are going down. So the paint manufacturers are very aggressive, especially Asian Paint. And I would say today Asian Paint, whatever has become the largest distributor of putty in the country. So the position which we and UltraTech, you know, sometimes we were ahead of in the putty, or sometimes UltraTech was ahead. So it is now Asian Paint, and so they are really very, very aggressive in terms of the pricing and other things. The growth of putty for them is more than us, though it is not that we are also growing year on year. And there is a but we are not able to, as of now, we are working out our strategies how to ensure that we grow in tandem with the competition. But at least if we are not able to catch up with Asian Paint, definitely otherwise our growth will be in line with the average industry growth, or we are saying with at least in line with UltraTech.
As
regards your second question regarding RAK, so UltraTech had acquired, a stake in RAK White about 2 years back. It is now that they have acquired balance 25%, by which they become 54%. They were already, they were effectively in control of the plant, but now they are all, with the effective with the equity control, so they are in terms of ownership and management, they have a control. This is definitely going forward, it would be a good sign for it. White cement has always been, on a duopoly situation, but so I don't think so it is a negative thing for us.
Understood, that's helpful, sir. I'll come back in queue for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Sir, first is on cost savings. Earlier, you had given a target of 150 to 200 rupees per ton over FY25-26. Sir, is it possible? So is the target the same? Are we looking to upward revise the numbers over here? Secondly, if you can bifurcate it between freight, power and fuel, others, and if you can also help us understand what part of it will be achieved in 25 and then in 26. That's the first question, sir.
So on the cost savings, yes, we see an opportunity of what I said, about 150 to 200 rupees a ton over next 2-3 years. And the areas are, one, on the logistic cost, we think that we should get about, if not 50, about 30 to 40 rupees in the logistic cost. We should get something about 20 to 30 rupees, in the power segment by increasing the green power, and some in the AFR substitution. So all in all, you know, we could get anything ranging between half of that, you know, about 70-75 rupees by this year. But it would not be the, I would just say, if we are working on it, we will not get, this would be the average may be lower, but our exit of FY25 should be around 75 rupees.
Sir, you indicate 30-40 for logistics and power around 20-30. This takes you around 70-80 bucks. How should we bridge this versus the number that we have indicated, say, up to 200 rupees?
So this is year one, and then I think we could, we are doing something similar thing. It is on, these are the three areas which remain and which we will be working in year two also.
Sure, that's helpful. So secondly, when we just go through the annual report, we find the cash tax rate for the company at 13%. This is against the effective tax rate of 33%. Sir, how should we understand this gap? So there is one of the schedules in the annual report which says tax exempt income and incentives, and there's a negative element of around 52 crores over there. So is there a better way to appreciate the difference in cash tax rate and effective tax rate?
So we are still in the old regime, and so our cash tax rate, we could say it's about 17%.
Okay. So still, if there's a gap, like that would be on back of what?
I will get back to you on that, you know, what you said here on the annual report.
Okay, sure. Sir, I just two more questions. Sir, any update on Toshali mining lease, anything over there?
So I just said about in Toshali, you know, there was elections and then now there has been a change in the government. So we are going to, now we need to have a dialogue with the new government. And I have already indicated that, you know, the arrangement which we have that over next one year, by September 25, we should have a proper long-term arrangement for the limestone. And preferably, we can get a lease, otherwise a long-term supply agreement, on the basis of which we can plan investment in that region.
Sure. And the last question is on paints. Can you quantify the revenue EBITDA contribution? And secondly, the competitive intensity in the space off late has been pretty steep. So what is our market strategy over here? Are we also reducing prices, increasing discounts to penetrate the market? How should we understand that?
So see, one, on the paints, yes, the pricing is as per the competition. Today, as we gave an indication of a top line of about 300 crores in this fiscal, we are on track for that. In the first quarter, we have done about 57 crores of net turnover. So, on the EBITDA front, there was a loss of about 10 crores because mainly on account of the branding spent on the paint business.
Sure, sir. This is quite helpful. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congrats for good results. My first question is on pricing in the North market has been unusually weak versus historical strength what we have seen in the market. Can you discuss on the pricing, how it is, I mean, how do we see it going forward? Also, how it is looking for second quarter versus average of first quarter?
So actually the prices are, you know, under pressure. And I would see that the second quarter, you know, the pricing could be around, you know, would be lower than the first quarter. It's already, I mean, we are seeing some price drop about 1-1.5% already in this month. vis-a-vis the first quarter. So the prices, I don't see a possibility that this quarter we will definitely have a lower pricing as compared to the quarter one. However, we do expect that, you know, by September, the demand, you know, should really, there should be a step up in demand, and hopefully the prices should, you know, get corrected upwards in the month of October.
Sure, okay. Is there like all players are like sort of ramping up capacities, or you know that Ultratech have had like some capacities in North, or just like how is the players positioning in the market in terms of market share?
So see, as far as we are concerned, see, we are also expanding and we have not lost market share in any of the regions. You know, maybe some in a particular, we do monitor that on a month-to-month basis. So we are maintaining our market share, and it could be, you know, some producer may have a marginally higher, and that too is amongst the top 4-5 players. We are really not monitoring. We compare ourselves with the, you know, 3-4 players in the region, and we see that our you know, growth is in line with them or not.
Sure. My other question is on the profitability. Obviously, it depends on pricing, but we had like close to 1,100 unit EBITDA like last year for standalone operations. Are we looking to outgrow that number in FY25?
It will depend on the pricing. See, the first half, you know, we have the second quarter, I mean, as it looks now, would be lower than the Q1, and then how the prices take up. So definitely, though our internal target, maybe if not on per ton basis, absolutely, definitely on absolute numbers, we have an internal target to do better than last year.
So thank you, sir. This is my question.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I just noticed one thing, like our RM plus fuel cost has kind of been flat for the last 3 quarters. So did we get some kind of an inventory benefit or something, or could you explain why it has been flat?
So see, the RM, and I mean, what has happened that looking, though the volume numbers in this quarter are lower, but we have definitely built up some inventory of clinker looking to the maintenance of the kilns, which is likely to come up in this quarter. So it's a combination. I mean, yes, as we see as a benefit, the fuel pricing has been going down. So, I mean, quarter on quarter over last 3 quarters, when you are seeing, we are seeing definitely a drop in the main petcoke pricing. So that is the reason
why we have not got.
Otherwise, other raw materials is, you know, the price variation is more or less flat.
Okay. Okay, sir. No, because the fall is pretty steep in the last 6 months, but I don't see much of it getting translated into our numbers. So, or did we kind of get it front-ended in the first quarter itself, which is like December?
Mm-hmm. No, see, when you are looking at the raw material, it is also, you know, as we said in the last quarter, there were certain purchases of traded goods. So that entry is also there. So otherwise, we are seeing, you know, major, if you see raw material and fuel, and the fuel cost has been going down.
Okay, sir. Any guidance for the next few quarters, sir, for this?
So the fuel prices are softening. So we are seeing that, you know, the petcoke pricing, which was around the consumption rate, which was around 160 at the plant in the last year, last quarter, that is January-March quarter, should be about $10 cheaper in this quarter. And going forward also, it should be about $10 cheaper.
Okay. So we will get some benefit in the subsequent quarters in terms of fuel cost.
Yeah, we should.
And one more thing on realization. Can you give us some color on region-wise intensity on weakness in pricing or demand?
See, region-wise, I think, see, measured, you have to say our major volumes presently are in the north, where, you know, there has been a dip in the central is more or less, central and north are also about the same. Though central, the prices have been flat for last, in the last quarter. But south is something which does fluctuate, you know, on and off, quarter on quarter, quite much, I mean, quite high. So south pricing is sometimes, you know, when two quarters back it was quite low, then it picked up. So the south pricing is something, you know, which fluctuates a lot. Otherwise, central and north are some prices, you know, the fall is also, I mean, even a drop or increase is within particular limits only.
Okay, sir. So, like, large part of our fall should come in from north. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And just one last question, sir. Like, employee cost, will it stay at this level for us, or was there any one-offs or anything of that sort?
No, it should remain the same at this level. There should not be any further increase in the employee's cost.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mangesh Patan from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. So firstly, on the PH business, given the competition that we are seeing with new players entering, would we revise our CapEx guidance for this business anytime soon, or you think that, you know, once we move out of UP and the rest of the state, would need more CapEx on the same?
I didn't follow.
From the PH business, will we be revising our CapEx guidance upwards? So would any more further CapEx would be required in this business as we move ahead?
Yeah, yeah. So as of now, we are sticking to our plans on the paint business. So what we had said that, one, we are committed to about 600 crores of limit. Our investment in paints is limited to 600 crores. And
yes, we
will stick to that. There is no change in that guidance. And in any case, we are not going to increase that on any count. And we are well on track on the plans which we had made on the paint business, both in terms of whatever investment, annual investments, and the growth of the paint business.
Okay. Sir, on the power and sales side, what is the average, you know, the current pricing in rupees per kcal terms compared to 1Q average?
Yeah, this quarter the rupees per kcal is 1.62 rupees, and the previous quarter it was 1.80 rupees.
Anyways, sir, pet coke coming down, how much it would be? Around 1.55?
It should be about 155 or so in this quarter, in Q2. Maybe between 150 to 155 in Q2.
And sir, with regards to our capex at Panna, as well as the Bihar grinding unit, so we are having almost 6 million tons of grinding capacity additional by December 25 and 3.3 million tons of clinker. So any plans to increase clinker capacity further, or you think this clinker would be sufficient for me?
No, clinker is sufficient. So you see today, as on with the present grinding capacity and the clinker ratio, we are still not operating, you know, line 1 and line 2 of Nimbahera. So we have sufficient clinker.
But in central, sir, and Bihar would be serviced by?
By central India.
Central India. So there you would be requiring, right, at least?
Yeah, yeah. So see, ultimately what you have to see, you know, it goes on a, when we make, it is on a basis of 85-90% capacity utilization average. So when we see, when we talk about, you know, a capacity of 30 million tons, or in when if you take central India specifically, when we say 6 million tons, it means 3.3 million tons of clinker for a 5.4 million tons of grinding average at 90% capacity utilization. So 3.3 million tons of clinker is sufficient for 5.4 million tons of grinding.
Understand. And so finally, how much were the incentives for this quarter?
So the incentives for this quarter is about
69 crores.
69, almost same as. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Anand.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. My first question is if you can explain the sequential price decline. It used to be almost 5%, but the margin decline seems to be nominal. So is it that in green cement there is higher amount of clinker relative to Q4?
So yes, see, with the price decline, one, you are taking a market, our average mix price, that is lower, you know. When we talk about a blend of trade, non-trade and different regions, so the price drop is not 5%. It is lower. Secondly, on an average, when it reflects on the cost, on the margin part, it definitely takes care of the reduced costs. So the fuel cost reduction and all is reflected in the margin part.
How much is the clinker sales in your total sales volume?
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi, you are sounding a bit muffled. If you are using the speakerphone, maybe you just use the handset mode, please.
No, I am on the handset only. Is it better now?
Yeah. It is better now.
Okay. So, you know how much clinker sale is now? And second,
clinker sale was around 24,000 tons, but in the previous quarter, because you are comparing the margin, the pricing drop previous quarter. So, previous quarter, there was the one-off sale of around 30 crores, which was in the purchase of traded goods, and then sale was also there.
Okay.
So, you have to exclude that for the comparison purpose. From the raw material cost and the sales.
Lastly, on the December 23, there was a...
Sorry, you are not clear, Rajesh.
Your voice is breaking.
Maybe you can hear it. This question. I'm saying that December quarter, there is 138 negative stock adjustments. What was that pertaining to?
In December quarter?
Yeah, December 138 crore.
So December quarter will check up, and because we don't have all the December quarter data readily with us.
No issue, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you.
I'll get back to you separately.
Sure, sir. Yeah, that's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on better profitability. Many questions answered, a couple of data points and maybe clarification. So first is, in terms of the volume growth guidance, last time we said 10%, so that remains the same?
Yeah, as of now, yes. See, the first quarter was a exceptional quarter where with elections and intensive heat, we could not get those numbers, but we're still there with the annual numbers.
Okay, great. Second, if you can share the railroad mix and fuel mix for FY 2020.
The rail movement was 9%.
Okay.
And the fuel, the pet coke by the heat is around 68%.
Okay. Done in the first quarter and last.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah. Your line is breaking up in between.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. Capex. How much was in 1Q FY25 and last time you said 1900 crore for FY25 and 1800 crore for FY26 at console level. So that number remains the same.
Yes, that remains the same because our projects are on stream and going as per the schedule.
Okay, and in 1Q FY25, how much we have spent on CapEx?
We have spent around 125 crore on this project, the Panna expansion. Plus, we have around 50 crores of the normal CapEx.
Okay, got it. And broadly, sir, if you look at by FY30, we are looking at 20 MTPA to be added to reach a 45-50 MTPA. So roughly, if you look at 13,000 crore kind of a capex, obviously Jaisalmer is likely to have a higher versus others. So just on a broader direction, in terms of the given the kind of a cash flow, don't we think the capex on a yearly average basis will be higher than the CFO, and we can see increase in absolute net debt, though it may remain in control in terms of the less than two times net debt EBITDA.
So actually, while we have worked out our plan, we have ensured that our net debt to EBITDA is not increasing. So see, what you have to understand that when we are taking up an expansion, we already have expanded. When we are taking up a next expansion, say at Jaisalmer of 5 million tons, so we are taking up expansion at a capacity of 30 million tons. So we will have profitability from higher volumes. So there will be incremental, cash inflow which is coming from the higher volumes. So after a particular capacity, once you do it, your debt equity, net debt to EBITDA is only going to improve upon.
Okay. And in terms of given the price decline, I understand you have already mentioned that 1.5% further decline is there in the second quarter. For grey, I am saying, do we think that there will be a decent price increase from the third quarter, and will it sustain in the fourth quarter itself? So broadly, still our understanding says that we can see a 3% plus kind of on full year basis kind of a price decline. So just trying to understand, and given that as you mentioned that our other expenses now will start increasing. So in terms of the profitability, trying to understand, given the pricing pressure and the cost may, though we have a cost saving, but don't it nullify the other expenses increase, will nullify the whatever the cost saving we will see?
See, again, price is something which is an expectation and which is a trend which everybody expects. And I think you all are also visiting the markets, and the same feel you are getting that the price increase should happen in Q3. Q2 will definitely be, a tough quarter because, A, the prices have reduced. B, there would be incremental other expenses on account of branding. We are also going to take because we had to start branding prior to the festival season and the main market season. There is a maintenance cost, higher maintenance cost because all maintenance are also due in this quarter. So yes, Q2 maybe would be rather a tough quarter. But otherwise, I think we hope to recover everything from Q3 onwards.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if you can help me in terms of the paint EBITDA for full year because this quarter, 10 crore EBITDA loss. So full year, last time we talked about 35-40 crore EBITDA loss. So will it remain the same and the 500 crore revenue for FY 2026?
So FY 2025, see, one is FY 2025. We had given about a top line of about 300 crores. So net, that is we are on track for that. Yes, there would be a 40 crore net loss in FY 2025.
Okay. 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 Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Just a bookkeeping question, actually. So the 30 crores revenue that you mentioned, which was one-off in the last quarter, is this recorded in the gray cement revenue that you disclosed in the presentation, or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Thanks. Yeah. That was the only question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just a few clarifications. I saw that the volume decline was on a Q-on-Q basis was around 6%, and a price decline on a Q-on-Q basis was 3%, and the total expenses per ton basis was 2%. And therefore, there was an improvement. There was a decline in the EBITDA was only at EBITDA per ton was only to the extent of 7%. Now, in the next quarter, since the cost that you just mentioned, your total expenses on a per ton basis is likely to increase by 6%, which will again be and we will see some sort of a decline in price as well by 3%. So can I comfortably consider that EBITDA, however not bad, based on the assumptions, we will see, if not a marginal decline of maybe 972? Would that be a fair assumption?
You're coming up with a very fine and exact number. It's very difficult to say yes or no for that. But see, I still feel that the decline, it's just beginning of the quarter. And to have definitely our attempt would be to see that there is a minimum dip in the EBITDA. But we will have to really see how things go ahead, go in the quarter.
No, because if I consider on a per ton basis the branding expenses and maintenance, which is obviously it's part of the operations, and this is totally on the operational aspect and completely understandable. In fact, I would say these numbers are quite commendable. And even if on that basis, even if I take, I think last three, four quarters, the way I see, JK Cement has performed quite well. So a bit of dip in the second quarter, given that this quarter is going to be a tough quarter, both in terms of, again, we'll see a dip in volume by almost like on a Q1Q basis, somewhere around 5%. Again, pricing a dip of 2%-3% because your major portions in the north, unless south gives, you know, a certain amount of volatility. And then you have this entire maintenance and branding cost and all, if I consider all of them together. You know, we should be fairly sitting at a very, very decent EBITDA per ton. One more question is the logistics cost, that the reduction that we are having, which part of the regions are we really consolidating, in the sense ki where are we really seeing that improvement in terms of lead distances?
So we are working on lead distances mainly in Central India. See, one other reason what happens when you open up new markets. So to have their own, now, you know, grinding units have started, Prayagraj has come in. When you are opening up new markets, you have to feed that market irrespective of the logistic cost. So you can't, control the cost and then say, I will only supply the, at a particular cost. So to open a market, you have to start. So as the market stabilizes and your productions, so you are able to reduce the logistic, the lead distance and the logistic cost. Though, you know, logistic cost, region-wise, the freight cost per ton per kilometer are different. They behave differently. While in the north, it is the cheapest per ton per kilometer. Central is higher and south is still the highest. So that is how.
Could you give me that break? Could you just give me a ballpark figure in terms of the, you know, the logistics per ton? Because what you're saying is fair, and obviously the expense that you do in this quarter will actually, the likely benefit will start, you know, accruing in the third and the fourth quarter. So I think it's a value for money.
So whatever, you know, the logistic journey which we are doing, each quarter, you know, we should get about 10 rupees each quarter. So what we are planning, 30-40 rupees in the year. So we will get about 10 rupees in each quarter, not, and that will flow, so the exit becomes 30 or 40 rupees.
Okay. And sir, in terms of that you mentioned, that Central is cheaper, the lead distance per, I mean, the cost per ton per kilometer, how much would that be in Central compared to North?
The North is cheapest.
Sorry, North is cheaper than,
Yes, so North is one, Central is two, and number three, the costliest is South.
Okay. Yeah, understood. And the other question is that, with the JP deal, now that's called up between Dalmia, and, you know, even the tolling agreement is also discontinued between Dalmia and JP. And with the new entity, which would likely happen in maybe in the quarter, coming quarter, how do you see the competition intensifying for you in, for all the companies in Central, in the Central region?
See, the competition was, in any case, intensifying because JP, Dalmia was already, you know, as a plan. So they had a definite plan, and they were seeding the market and trying to build their positioning in the market. Now, you know, we have to see who gets and that JP assets and whether it is a new player or it is an existing player, and what is his strategy. So I think, I mean, see, at least, for a, I mean, when it has gone to the NCLT, I don't think so it can take a decision in a quarter or so. This may drag along till at least this year end.
Okay. No, actually, my dipstick says that even if Dalmia, even when Dalmia was in a tolling agreement, the exposure, let's say the amount of exposure that Dalmia should have gone, it really didn't go that well because of JP dealership. So there were certain pushbacks for Dalmia. For the new entity, it may not, it may be a bit different scenario.
Who is the new entrant and how it is? See, again, they will have to deal with the same set of dealers. See, again, a new entrant come, even if it's an established player, they have to, you know, you have to increase that volume with your existing network. What will you do with the network of JP? So all those questions come, because we have seen UltraTech taking over earlier JP assets. And they also took some time, you know, to rebuild their position in the various markets.
Yeah. Okay. That is my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is the last reminder. Participants, if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Sanjay Nandi from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what would be your incremental clinical capacity for a 30 MTPA grinding unit?
Sorry, Sanjay, your voice is not clear.
Sir, what would be our clinical capacity on 30 million overall grinding capacity?
Clinker capacity would be above 18 million tons.
Above 18. Okay. And sir, just to mention that in the next quarter, we'll be having some significant spike in the grinding cost as well as that shutdown cost and all those things.
Pardon, Sanjay, we could not understand.
Mr. Nandi, you are sounding a lot muffled.
Now it's fine?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, sir, just to mention, in the next quarter, we will be incurring some additional cost in terms of branding and also overhead cost for those maintenance and shutdown things. So can you please quantify, like, what kind of incremental total cost per ton we can anticipate in the next quarter from the exit of this quarter?
Yeah, anything maybe 50 to 70 rupees a ton.
Got it, sir. Sir, thank you, sir. That's from my side, sir. We'll join in a queue, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take the last two questions. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Mehrotra from Kotak IE. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a couple of small questions. I see there's a subsidiary contributing to volumes in the grey business. Could you just tell me which subsidiary is this?
This is Toshali Cement, a nominal. So Toshali is still a small, they have the operating plants. So it did contribute to some volume on a consolidated. It's about 30,000 tons, sorry.
Okay, understood. And I just noticed that the white cement volumes for the previous quarters have been sort of reduced marginally by around 4-5%. So any color on that, sir?
Yeah, actually, in the white business, we have done two changes. One is that we have excluded the self-consumption of the white cement for the putty. So we have excluded those volumes. And second, there are complementary products of the wall putty, like putty advanced, etc., which we were actually earlier not including in the putty volume, so we have included that in the entire putty family volume.
Okay, so can you tell me from which quarter you've made these changes?
So we have given the previous figures, also restated the figures on the same basis.
Okay, so this has been done starting 1Q24, right?
Yeah, we have actually started from this quarter, but we have restated the figures of all the previous four quarters.
Okay, understood, sir. Got it. That is very helpful, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajay Kumar from COV Capital Markets. Please go ahead. Mr. Ajay Kumar, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. As there is no response from the line of current participant, we'll move on to our next question. Our next question is from the line of Amit Murarka. Our next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, two quick questions. Your green power, I think we've done a very commendable job in a short span of time. From 19%, we've already at 57%, target being 75% by FY30. So my question is there a possibility that we meet this green power target much sooner? And if so, and also, I mean, what is the cost saving that we get per unit in green power?
So, see, the per unit, the saving is around 3 rupees per unit, approximately.
Okay.
So, definitely on that, it's a green power is our priority. And when we gave, that was in 2020, when we gave the target for 75%, we were not very clear on whether we can reach that number earlier. Having said so, we now feel confident that we would be will be able to achieve that number at least maybe 2 years in advance, maybe by FY28, if not earlier.
Understood. And last question, sir. The Toshali volumes you said in the quarter were about 0.3 million tons. So
No.
30,000
tons.
Achha, okay, 30,000 tons. My bad. So, what is the full year volumes that we can expect there?
So, we are, Naveen, we are working on that plant. There's some accreditation, everything was required. So, we would definitely like, you know, on a quarterly basis to achieve a number of about, you know, a lakh a quarter, and
okay,
which could be, you know, from maybe fourth quarter onwards.
Understood. Helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we would take that as a last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, we'd like to thank the management of JK Cement for the call, and many thanks to the parties for joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Sagar, may I conclude the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, everyone, for joining. If any questions are left, you can write to us and we'll be happy to address the same. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.